It's a long-standing Hollywood trope. A white teacher comes into an urban school to rescue black or Latino students. Sydney Chafee, who is white, was ready to do just that, but she had a rude awakening in her first year teaching at a charter school in Dorchester, where she found herself clashing with a student. In this month's installment of the WBUR Edify series called Lessons Learned, Chafee looks back at how her argument with student Tyrell Brewster changed the way she thinks about students and about race.
Yeah, I was super idealistic. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to save all the children, like save them from what I don't know. And then I started teaching.
I just remember the interaction where, you know, I walked into Sydney's classroom.
I was a brand new teacher, and Tyrell was a senior here. And so I was working with his brother.
And I was kind of curious about what they were working on.
And Tyrell opened the door and said, "Hey, what are you guys doing in here?"
And people were really resistant to responding.
Really, what happened was I ignored him.
I kind of blew up at Sydney. I don't remember verbatim what I said, but I was cussing.
I was kind of shocked, and I just froze. I didn't know what to do. Nothing in my preparation to become a teacher has prepared me for a moment like this. We talk a lot about lesson planning. We talk a lot about, you know, like pedagogy. We don't really talk about, well, what do you do when an interaction with a student goes completely sideways from what you thought? Then that night, I got on the phone with my boss. I started crying and telling him what had happened. And my boss decided, okay, well, you know, I've got a good relationship with Tyrell. There's something going on there. Let's do a mediation. You know, I don't remember it super clearly, but I feel like I probably walked into that meeting with some entitlement, you know, and some sort of righteousness of, okay, this is the chance where, you know, I get to say something back to this kid after he yelled at me. And then that's not how the meeting went.
I mean, I think anyone feels disrespected when, you know, you're talking to someone clearly and they ignore you, right? It's like, you know, they heard you and you just want a response, some type of response, even if it's just to know that they heard you.
That was really eye-opening for me. I had assumed that he was in the wrong. And it was just this moment that made me, I had to sort of stop and really sort of think about, oh, I actually had a role to play in this. I had not considered his perspective at all.
I think generally it was just the overall situation. I didn't think necessarily at the time that much of the staff reflected the student body here. This population or the student body is mostly students of color. And so at the time, there were a lot of staff who were coming in that were not people of color. And I had been to other public schools where the teachers did not reflect me. And I'll be honest with you, I didn't enjoy those schools. You could tell that teachers were just there to get a check. They would, you know, give us a textbook and, all right, guys, you're going to do these two pages today. It was really hands off. I didn't feel supported necessarily. I felt like I was there just to do what I had to do. It was literally just school, and it felt like school at its worst. I then came to Codman, and I did enjoy school, right? And so I was, part of it was that maybe I was worried about that shift of Codman's not going to be fun anymore. Learning is not going to be fun anymore here. And so I think that definitely played a role in that interaction.
Since then, as I've sort of thought about it more and grown as a teacher and thought a lot more about race, I see the ways that race came into play in that situation where I have a ton of learning that I'm still doing. Tyrell and I are colleagues now, which I think is so cool.
My perspective of Sydney has changed a lot, and so now I look up to her like as a role model teacher.
The longer term lessons are like, I gotta consider kids' perspectives. When things go wrong, I have to step back and try and think about the role that I played in it.
It's interesting now being on the side of a teacher because I do have some of those interactions with students. And so I kind of talk to them from, you know, hey, you know, I used to do some of the same things when I was in your shoes to kind of get the connection going and then get them to see from my perspective. And so it's helpful to have been through those things just because I can speak of it firsthand and students really respect that.
Sydney Chafee and Tyrell Brewster teach at the Codman Academy Charter Public School in Dorchester. They shared their story as part of WBUR's Edify series, Lessons Learned, which is produced by WBUR's Kerry Young.